Imagine standing in a sea of people all wearing white clothing. You march through the desert together with a common goal. Hello, salam, I'm Laura, and welcome to Faithfully Explore, where we zip across the globe, in our imaginations, of course, to peek into cool traditions and celebrations. Today, we're going on the world's biggest spiritual road trip, Hajj. Think of it like the ultimate group field trip. Millions of people travel all the way to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. We'll picture this special journey, learn about the circles around a giant cube, and find out why Hajj means so much to Muslims everywhere. So fluff up those sandproof hats, cue the whoosh of desert wind, and let's trot off together on this sacred adventure. Ready to explore? Let's go, Faithful Explorers!
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the global track. Filling up our belief backpack.
So what is Hajj exactly? I asked a few kids that question. Brookie, age 5, guessed, "It sounds like a kind of storm, or a river, or maybe a planet no one's discovered yet." Jake, age 9, thought, "It's a kind of head covering, right? Like a turban or a yarmulke?" Dottie, age 11, said, "A hybrid animal of some sort." These are all good guesses. What do you think Hajj is? To understand Hajj, let's first talk about a different word. The word pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a special journey that people take to a place that's important to their faith or beliefs. It's not just any trip. It's a journey of the heart and soul. Many religions have pilgrimages. Pilgrimages are a way to feel closer to what you believe in and to connect with others in your faith. In Islam, the religion of Muslims, believers have 5 important duties called the 5 pillars of Islam. They're like 5 big guiding rules or practices that hold up their faith. Let's list them. The first pillar is Shahada, the belief in one God and that Muhammad is God's messenger. The second pillar is Salat, praying 5 times a day, every day. We talked about this a little bit in our Listening Hearts, Discovering the Power of Prayer episode. Muslims pray at certain times each day after hearing the call to prayer facing the holy city of Mecca. The third pillar of Islam is Zakat, giving to charity to help those in need. And the fourth pillar of Islam is Sawm, which is fasting, not eating or drinking during the daytime, in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a special month when Muslims fast during the day and focus on gratitude and helping others. The fifth pillar of Islam is Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Hajj is so important that it's one of those 5 pillars, meaning every adult Muslim who is able to, physically and financially, should try to do it at least once in their lifetime. It's a big trip and can be challenging. But Muslims around the world dream of doing Hajj one day. In fact, the word Hajj itself means to aim or strive for. It's a journey people aim to make. Let's pause for a laugh break. Why did the pilgrim bring a ladder to Mecca? To get a step closer to God. When does this journey happen? Hajj takes place every year in the last month of the Islamic lunar calendar. So the dates change each year on the calendar we use, the Gregorian calendar. Guess what? This year's Hajj dates are June 4th to June 9th, which is why we're learning it today, because this episode releases on June 4th, the first day of Hajj. When the special week of Hajj arrives, millions of Muslims from all around the world travel to Mecca. Mecca is the holiest city for Muslims, And only Muslims are allowed to enter it during Hajj because it's such a sacred time and place for them. People of all different races, languages, and countries come together in one place. You might see families from Indonesia with uncles from Nigeria, grandmothers from America, and children from Turkey, all gathered with happy and hopeful hearts. It's like a huge family reunion of the Muslim world. During Hajj, everyone dresses in a similar way. Most men wrap themselves in simple white cloths called ihrim, and women often wear plain, modest clothing, also usually white. Why white and simple? Because it makes everyone look equal. You can't tell who's rich or poor or where someone is from. In that big crowd, all you see is a sea of white. Everyone is the same in front of God. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Now, Hajj is full of meaningful activities. These special actions are called rituals, and each one has a deep spiritual meaning. Let's explore some of the important things pilgrims, that's what we call people on a pilgrimage, do during Hajj. One of the first rituals pilgrims perform is visiting the Kaaba, a large cube-shaped building at the heart of the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Muslims believe the Kaaba is the house of God. Pilgrims circle around it 7 times, praying and reflecting deeply as they walk. On a very special day during Hajj, pilgrims gather at the plain of Mount Arafat, often spending the entire day in prayer and reflection. This is considered one of the most important days of Hajj. Muslims believe it's a time to seek forgiveness, renew their faith, and ask for guidance in their lives. Imagine millions of people coming together, sitting quietly, standing, or raising their hands to the sky, all asking for mercy and strength. After spending the day at Mount Arafat, pilgrims travel to a place called Muzdalifah, where they spend the night outdoors. Imagine camping under the wide open desert sky with millions of friends. The stars shine brightly overhead, and pilgrims gather small pebbles they'll need for the next ritual. Another meaningful ritual is known as the stoning of the devil. Pilgrims throw the pebbles they collected at large pillars symbolizing evil or temptation. It represents rejecting bad habits, negative thoughts, or harmful behaviors. When pilgrims throw their pebbles, it's like saying, "Go away, bad choices. I choose goodness." The pilgrimage concludes with a joyful festival called Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice. Muslims around the world celebrate this special day by sharing delicious meals with family and friends, exchanging gifts, and giving food, especially meat, to those in need. Each step of Hajj has a special story or meaning behind it. Some of the rituals reenact stories from the time of Prophet Abraham, who is important in Islam and in Christianity and Judaism, too. In a little while, we'll hear one of those stories, the story of Hagar and the Zamzam Well, which explains why pilgrims walk between two hills and drink holy water during Hajj. Most of all, Hajj is about togetherness, faith, and humility. People leave behind their everyday comforts to walk under the hot sun, sometimes getting really tired, all because they love God and want to fulfill this pillar of their faith. Many say that doing Hajj feels like getting your heart washed clean. It's a chance to start fresh, feeling closer to God and ready to be a better person. And even if we're not Muslim, we can appreciate how meaningful this is for those who believe. It's a reminder of devotion, patience, and unity. Close your eyes and take a deep, peaceful breath. Imagine you're about to start a special journey. a journey millions of people around the world dream about. You are going on Hajj, the amazing pilgrimage to Mecca. First, picture yourself dressed in simple, clean, white clothing, just like everyone else around you. It feels soft and comfortable. All around you are thousands of people speaking many languages, but everyone is smiling in the same language. You feel a deep sense of belonging. Now imagine you're entering the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Before you is the Kaaba, a huge cube-shaped building draped in smooth black fabric embroidered with gold threads. It sparkles in the sunlight, and you feel awe and wonder filling your heart. You join the crowd gently moving in a circle around the Kaaba. Feel your feet stepping softly on the cool marble floor. Hear the quiet whispers of prayer all around you. Stand up! Now slowly start walking in place. We're going to make 7 circles as we walk. Here we go. Ready? 1 circle walking around. Now make your 2nd circle. Here we go for circle number 3. Keep walking round and around for circle 4. Keep going. We're on circle 5. And around. Here comes circle 6. And our last one, circle 7. Now pause, look up, and stretch your arms towards the sky. Imagine seeing the amazing tall building in front of you. Next, imagine you're traveling with your friends and family to the plain of Arafat. You feel the warmth of the sun on your skin and hear the gentle rustling of clothes as people sit down to pray together. Imagine sitting under the wide open sky and quietly talking to God, asking for guidance and forgiveness. Your heart feels lighter with every word. Then picture yourself spending the night in Muzdalifa. Imagine lying on a blanket looking up at a vast star-filled sky. The gentle sounds of other pilgrims talking quietly or sleeping nearby make you feel connected, like part of one big family. In the morning, imagine gathering small, smooth pebbles in your hand. You and your family walk to pillars that represent bad feelings or bad habits. You toss your pebbles gently towards them, imagining yourself letting go of all your worries and negative thoughts. You feel stronger and braver, knowing you've chosen kindness and goodness. Finally, imagine joining in the celebration of Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice. Picture everyone laughing, sharing food, and hugging each other. Your heart is full of happiness, knowing you've completed a special journey that brought you closer to people and closer to God. Take another deep breath, slowly opening your eyes. Wow, that's a glimpse of what being on Hajj might feel like. Pretty powerful, right? This journey, Hajj, is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many Muslims. It's hard work, lots of walking and heat and crowds, but people do it with love and hope. They believe it brings them closer to God and to each other. Now who's ready for a game? This time it's called Pilgrimage Puzzle. I'll ask you a few fun multiple choice questions about Hajj and see if you can guess the answers. Question 1. Where do Muslims go to perform the Hajj pilgrimage? Is it A, the city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia? B, the city of Paris in France? Or C, the city of New York in the USA? The answer is A, Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Hajj is an Islamic pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca. Mecca is so important that Muslims around the world face toward Mecca when they pray. It's home to the Kaaba, the big cube-shaped building we imagined earlier. Question 2. What do pilgrims wear during Hajj to show unity and equality? Is it A, their fanciest, most colorful party outfits? B, simple white clothing? Or C, blue jeans and a t-shirt? The answer is B, simple white clothing or irim. During Hajj, men wear two pieces of plain white cloth, one wrapped around the waist and one over the shoulder. Women often wear plain white or modest dresses and scarves. Dressing this way makes everyone equal. It reminds pilgrims that in front of God, what's in your heart matters, not your fashion or status. Question 3. How many times are Muslims expected to perform Hajj in their lifetime? A. At least once in their life if they're able. B. Every single year no matter what. Or C. 5 times before they die. The answer is A. At least once in their life if they can. Hajj is required just once in a lifetime for Muslims who are healthy enough and can afford the trip. It's a big journey, so not everyone can do it often. Many people save money for years to go. That's why when someone has done the Hajj, they often feel really happy and proud. How did you do? Give yourself a round of applause for trying. Learning new things is like a puzzle. Every piece we figure out helps us see the bigger picture. Great job, explorers! Now it's time for this week's challenge. This one's called Journey of the Heart. We've learned that Hajj is a journey on the outside, traveling to Mecca, but also a journey on the inside, a journey of the heart and spirit. Not all of us can go to Mecca, of course, but we can take a smaller pilgrimage in our own way, right in our everyday lives. What do I mean? Well, think of something important that you want to do that will help you grow or be a better person. It could be a goal or a habit you want to start. For example, maybe your heart journey is to be kinder to a sibling, help out at home every day without being asked, read a short prayer or have a quiet moment each morning or night, learn about a new religion or culture, practice patience when things don't go your way. Pick one thing that matters to you. This will be your mini pilgrimage, a journey of the heart. Now, in Islam, before Muslims start any important act, they set an intention. In Arabic, it's called niyyah. An intention is like telling yourself why you're doing something and making a promise in your heart. It's saying, I'm doing this for a reason. For Hajj, a pilgrim's niyyah might be, I intend to do this Hajj to please God and become a better person. Let's set our intentions for our challenge. Think about your personal goal and quietly say to yourself, I intend to, then whatever you intend to do this week as my journey of the heart. If you want, you can say it out loud or write it down in the printable from our website. Try your journey of the heart for 1 week. Each day, remember your intention and do your best. If your goal was to be kinder, maybe you'll give a compliment. If it was to help out at home, you'll do a random chore cheerfully. Treat it like you're an adventurer on a mission. Some days will be easy. Some might be hard, and that's okay. Pilgrimages can have bumps in the road. The important thing is to keep going with a sincere heart. At the end of the week, check in with yourself. How did it feel to keep this up? What did you learn about yourself? Even if it was challenging, you've taken steps on a new path, and that's something to be proud of. I can't wait to hear how your personal pilgrimages go. Good luck, adventurers. Set your intention and let the journey begin. Okay, friends, stand up again. It's time to chase away those bad habits and thoughts. During Hajj, pilgrims throw pebbles at stone pillars to symbolically push away bad ideas. Let's try it together. Grab an imaginary pebble off the ground. Reach down and pick one up now. Got it? Good. Now let's toss it. Lift your arm high and gently toss the pebble forward, saying, "Goodbye, bad habits." Now pick up another pebble, toss it, say, "Goodbye, mean thoughts." Reach down, grab one more imaginary pebble, and throw it. Goodbye, grumpy feelings. Doesn't that feel good? You're ready to continue your amazing pilgrimage journey. All right, faithful explorers, let's build our friendship bridge. Today we discovered how millions of Muslims travel to Mecca for Hajj. But did you know that people of many faiths take special journeys too? In Hinduism, they have the Kumbh Mela. Every few years, huge crowds gather at the River Ganges in India to bathe in its holy waters. Both journeys bring people together in a spirit of unity and renewal. There's also the Christian pilgrimage to Santiago. In Spain, hikers walk the ancient Camino de Santiago, stopping in villages to rest and pray. Like Hajj, it's about leaving your daily routine behind and reflecting on something bigger than yourself. Another example is the Buddhist trip to Bodh Gaya. Buddhists visit the spot where Siddhartha Gautama became the Buddha under the Bodhi tree. It's a place of deep reflection, much like the quiet moments pilgrims have on Mount Arafat during Hajj. Another example is the Sikhs' visit to the Golden Temple. In Amritsar, Sikhs travel to share a community meal, langar, and pray together, echoing the sense of brotherhood you see when pilgrims share food and water. All these journeys invite people to step out of their everyday lives, connect with others, and share hope, kindness, and gratitude. Have you ever taken a special trip? Maybe to visit grandma's house, a national park, or even a museum. Maybe that trip felt more like an adventure for your heart than just a day out. Share your mini pilgrimage story with your family or friends this week and see what connections you can find. Did you hear that zip sound? That's our belief backpack opening up. Let's add some treasures from our Hajj adventure into our belief backpacks. Let's add our stone of purity. Our stone of purity reminds us to keep our hearts pure and to let go of bad habits. Just as pilgrims cast away those stones, we can cast away unkind thoughts or actions. Next time you're angry or tempted to do something you know isn't right, picture this little stone and imagine tossing that bad thought away and choosing goodness instead. Next, we'll put in the guiding star. This star symbolizes how belief and kindness can guide us through life. Just as stars once guided pilgrims across deserts and seas, it will remind you to look for direction when you feel lost or unsure. Our last item is a feather of patience. Why a feather? Think about how gentle and light a feather is, floating down instead of dropping with a thud. We learned that things worth doing can take time and perseverance. This feather will remind us to stay calm and patient when things get tough. When you feel impatient, like, why is this taking so long? Imagine this soft feather and take a deep breath. There we go. Our backpack is a bit heavier with wisdom now. A stone for purity, a star for guidance, and a feather for patience. Each item might be imaginary, but the lessons they carry are very real. You can pull them out in your mind whenever you need a reminder of what we learned today. Zip up your backpacks, explorers! All right, explorers, time for our pilgrim pose quiz. What religion takes a pilgrimage called Hajj? Is it Islam or Judaism? If you think Islam, pretend to climb a dune, lift your knees, and pump your arms. If you think it's Judaism, take an imaginary sip of water. Time's up. The correct answer is Islam. So climbers, pump those arms. If you sipped, no worries. Have a fake refreshing gulp and get ready for the next one. What is the name of the cube-shaped building that pilgrims circle during Hajj? Is it the Kaaba or the Taj Mahal? If you think it's the Kaaba, then you pump those arms like a climber. If you think it's the Taj Mahal, then take a sip. Great job. The answer is the Kaaba. So climbers, pat yourself on the back. If you sipped, cheer on your fellow explorers. There are how many pillars of Islam, the main practices that Muslims try to follow? Is it 5 or 7? If you choose 5, climb that dune. If you pick 7, take a thoughtful sip. 5 is correct, and Hajj is one of those 5 important pillars. Climbers, way to reach new heights! How many days does Hajj last each year? Is it 5 days or 1 day? 5 days, climbers, up you go! 1 day, sippers, sip away! The answer is 5 days. Climbers, pump those arms one last time. Sippers, finish your drink strong. Fantastic work, explorers. Whether you climbed each dune or took a sip of water, you've moved and mastered more Hajj facts. You're officially a Pilgrim Pose champion. It's story time. In Hajj, many of the rituals come from stories of Abraham and his family. I'm going to tell you one very old and special story that Muslims remember during Hajj. This is the story of Hagar and the Zamzam well. It's a story about faith, a mother's love, and a miraculous well. Long ago, in a land of sand and sun, a woman named Hagar was traveling with her baby son Ishmael and her husband, Prophet Abraham. They were in the desert of ancient Arabia.
Hagar, God has asked me to leave you and our son here in this valley.
Wait, alone? But there's no one around and almost no water.
I know it's hard, but I trust God's plan. He will watch over you both.
With a heavy heart, Abraham walked away, leaving Hagar and the baby Ishmael in the empty desert. Hagar was surprised and a bit afraid. The valley had no people, no buildings, and almost no water. How would she and her little baby survive alone? Even though it was hard, Hagar accepted this as part of God's plan. She believed that God would be with her and her son no matter what. The sun was blazing, and soon their small water skin, which is like a canteen, was all empty. Ishmael began to cry from thirst. Hagar's heart pounded. She could handle being thirsty herself, but she couldn't bear to see her child in pain. She picked Ishmael up and comforted him.
Shh, my sweet boy. Mama's here. Let's pray together. Dear God, please help us find water.
She looked around. Just sand and rocks and the heat waves on the ground. In the distance, she saw 2 hills. Their names were Safa and Marwa. Hagar thought,
maybe I can spot an oasis or a traveler from up there.
Holding Ishmael close, she climbed up the hill called Safa, scanning the horizon for any sign of water or people.
Is anyone there? Help!
Nothing! Just endless sand under the blue sky. Ishmael's cries grew louder in her ears. Determined, Hagar came down Safa and ran to the other hill, Marwa, and climbed it, looking desperately in every direction. Still nothing, not a cloud, not a well, not a soul. But Hagar didn't give up. She was determined to find help for her baby. She ran back to Hill Safah again. That's a third trip, and still saw nothing new. Down and over to Hill Marwa, a fourth trip. She shaded her eyes, hoping for a miracle. Then a fifth trip. A sixth.
I can't give up. Not now.
By now, Hagar was hot, dusty, and exhausted. But her love for Ishmael and her faith kept her going. She climbed up and down between those hills 7 times. Her throat dry, her legs like jelly. As she reached the top of the hill for the 7th time, she nearly collapsed. She had found no water at all. Can you imagine how heartbreaking that must have felt? She probably wanted to cry, but she didn't even have any tears left. Hagar trudged back to Ishmael, who was lying on the ground, kicking his little feet and wailing. She felt despair closing in, but she still prayed in her heart. She still hoped somehow, some way, God would hear her. Suddenly, could it be? Hagar heard a different cry. Not a cry of thirst, but a happy giggle. She hurried to Ishmael. The baby had stopped crying and was looking at something. Hagar's eyes widened.
A spring, water!
Precious cool water was bubbling up from the ground right where Ishmael's heels had been. Hagar gasped in amazement and joy. Water! Glorious water! She quickly took some in her hands and gave Ishmael a drink. The baby cooed happily. Hagar drank too. Nothing had ever tasted so sweet. She didn't want it to flow away into the sand, so Hagar built a little mound of rocks and sand around the water to collect it. This fresh spring would later be called Zamzam. Hagar would laugh with relief and thanked God over and over.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Which means praise be to God in Arabic. Just think, moments before, all seemed lost. And then life-giving water appeared from nowhere. Hagar never stopped searching and trusting, and God provided exactly what she needed at the last moment. Before long, this miraculous well drew the attention of passing travelers. People came to drink and were astonished to find Hagar and Ishmael there. They ended up helping Hagar and even settling in that area. Eventually, a whole community grew in that once empty valley. And yes, you might have guessed it, that place is Mecca. Years later, Ishmael and his father, Abraham, built the Kaaba in that very place. To this day, thousands of years later, the Zamzam well still flows with water in Mecca, right by the Kaaba, and millions of Hajj pilgrims drink from it. Isn't that amazing? When people go on Hajj, one of the things they do is walk between the hills of Safa and Marwa 7 times, just like Hagar, to remember her courage and faith. This ritual is called the Sa'i, which means effort. And oh boy, Hagar's effort was heroic. Pilgrims also drink Zamzam water to remember the blessings that came from Hagar's trust in God. Hagar's story is cherished in Islam, and it's known in other faiths too. Hagar was in a tough situation, some might even say impossible, but she did everything she could and believed that God could hear her. And something incredible happened. Muslims honor and remember her perseverance and faith every time they do Hajj. I love this story because it shows that even when we feel alone or desperate, we might be moments away from a miracle. So whenever you're really worried or sad, think of Hagar running up that sixth hill, that seventh hill, completely exhausted, but still holding on to hope. The help she needed came just in time. And also, isn't it cool how one mother's act of faith thousands of years ago is now reenacted by millions of people? It's like Hagar's love created a ripple that still moves people today. Hey, that story reminded me of a joke. Why don't pilgrims ever get lost on Hajj? Because they always follow in Abraham's footsteps. Literally. Wow, faithful explorers, what an incredible journey we've shared through the deserts of Arabia. I hope your hearts are as full as your imaginations right now. But our adventures don't stop here. Have you ever wondered how you can be kind just because it feels right? Or how communities around the world practice goodness without a ritual or a temple? That is exactly what our next episode is all about. You'll meet kids whose families celebrate humanist traditions and learned that kindness comes from the heart, even when no one's watching. So grab your journal, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to discover how you can build bridges of compassion every single day, no religion required. When we learn about each other, like you did just now, we build those friendship bridges and make the world a friendlier place. If you enjoyed this story and discussion, maybe draw a picture of what you imagined. Draw the Kaaba with people around it, or Hagar finding the well, or even your belief backpack items. I would love to see your artwork or hear about your Journey of the Heart challenge. Grownups, you can share those with us on our website or social media. And if you have questions, send those in too. As always, thank you for exploring with me. In episodes before, we've met so many inspiring traditions, from Aboriginal Dreamtime stories to Baha'i gardens in Rezvan to a Sikh hero running with faith. And today we walked alongside pilgrims in Hajj. Give yourself a pat on the back for being such an open-minded explorer. All right, it's time to zip up our backpacks and roll up our maps until our next trip. I'm Laura, and this has been Hajj, a Sacred Journey, part of our Faithfully Explore series. Stay curious, keep your hearts open, and until next time, peace be with you. Or as they say in Arabic, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be upon you. And in return, you can say wa alaykum as-salam. Let's try that one more time. Wa alaykum as-salam. So thank you, friends, for coming along. Goodbye, and I'll see you on our next faith-filled adventure. As-salamu alaykum.